We've had so much bad news for so long, it's sometimes hard to absorb when something goes right. But it did this week when the federal government awarded Michigan $200 million to improve railroad service between Detroit and Chicago. High-speed rail is coming to America, U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said in Detroit the other day. Nothing can stand in the way of it. Well, nothing should stand in the way of it. Dithering politicians have been known to slow up even the smartest policies. Even in this case, a reactionary legislator was grumbling yesterday that the money should have been used for pothole repair. But mostly, this was a truly bipartisan moment, as the Transportation Secretary noted. LaHood, incidentally, is a Republican, though he serves in President Obama's cabinet. What makes this project special, for one thing, is that this is something that is really going to happen now. People have been floating pie-in-the-sky dreams about mass transit for decades. They've talked about light rail up Woodward and subways. Rapid transit seemed to be one of those ideas that had a bright future and always would have. But this is different. A few weeks ago, I talked to former state senator and Congressman Joe Schwartz about all this. Dr. Schwartz was long the legislator's preeminent railroad expert. He told me a big part of the problem with train travel between Detroit and Chicago was the condition of the track. That mostly involved the section of the line between Dearborn and Kalamazoo, which Amtrak has been negotiating to buy from Norfolk Southern. This money lays the groundwork for that. Within 3 years, Detroit to Chicago rail travelers should see speeds rise dramatically, eventually to as much as 110 miles per hour. When all this work is complete, Schwartz told me yesterday, Chicago-Detroit will be a four-hour trip, just about what it takes now to travel to Detroit Metropolitan Airport, get through security, fly to O'Hare, and get to downtown Chicago. Not to mention, that'll be a whole lot more comfortable way to travel. From a practical standpoint, this is probably the ideal line to demonstrate what high-speed rail can mean. Amtrak says ridership on its Detroit-Chicago line is up 16% over last year, even though travel through some parts of Michigan has had to be as slow as 40 miles an hour. Anyone who's ever ridden on a 200-mile-an-hour Japanese bullet train, as I have, knows how wonderful rapid rail can be. We're unlikely to reach those speeds here in the foreseeable future, but 110 miles an hour is good enough. Incidentally, we have Florida to thank for this. Their governor turned high-speed rail money down. Michigan's actually getting more than the $200 million. There's also almost $3 million for a new high-speed rail station in Ann Arbor and also money to build new locomotives and rail cars. Hopefully, we have factories ready for that challenge. And more possibilities lie ahead. Secretary LaHood said, "How about a railroad crossing between Michigan and Canada?" Wouldn't it be sort of sweetly ironic if our transportation future ended up looking a lot like our romantic Iron Horse past?